Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather is calm across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild evening, while Jerusalem experiences a cool breeze. In Haifa, the night is clear, perfect for a late stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Ynet reports that Israel is waiting for a U.S. green light to strike Iran. The IDF recently uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. Also, Mariv highlights the discovery of a Hezbollah command post inside a clothing store in southern Lebanon. Reports also mention an Israeli drone strike beyond the yellow line. Also this hour, Times of Israel covers Netanyahu's campaign ramping up its state ceremonies. Talks in Washington, D.C. Today could be a step towards peace with Lebanon. Separately, JTA reports on Tel Aviv's bus station becoming a refuge for foreign workers amidst the ongoing Iran war. And finally, I-24 News states that Defense Minister Katz says Israel is poised to renew the war against Iran, with targets marked, "Here's what people are saying online." Mark Dubovitz, head of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted just minutes ago that Trump doesn't need a deal to get what he wants from Iran and suggests ending the ceasefire soon. The Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs posted earlier today about an incident in Sa'ar Lui where gunfire targeted a city hall flying the Israeli flag, calling it anti-Semitic violence. Jewish Warrior 13, an online commentator, shared an official statement from Israel's defense minister, saying they are waiting for a U.S. green light, mocking claims that Israel controls the U.S. Let's go deeper. Starting with Ynet's report, Israel's defense minister Katz stated that Israel is ready to strike Iran but awaits U.S. approval. This follows the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula and tensions rising along the border with Lebanon. The potential strike aims to deter further threats from Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Times of Israel discusses Netanyahu's intensified campaign coinciding with today's peace talks in Washington, D.C. These discussions might breathe new life into the stalled negotiations with Lebanon. If successful, it could bring a significant diplomatic breakthrough. Turning to the JTA piece on Tel Aviv's bus station. Amid the conflict, many foreign workers find shelter there. This highlights Israel's growing reliance on foreign labor during the Iran war. The situation underscores the need for improved living conditions for these vulnerable communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Lyft has acquired Getz London taxi hailing operation, marking Getz's exit from international markets. Separately, CTEC announces Oasis Security's appointment of Michael De Cesari as president. He will lead the identity startup's market expansion efforts. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that supermarkets are now slashing prices on items like iPhones and vacuums. This shift aims to attract budget-conscious consumers amid the high cost of living. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.